Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11's Kim Diener.
It was a special day in Pixie Hollow. All of the fairies gathered around. With a sprinkling of pixie dust, a new fairy was born. Her name was Tinkerbell. Queen Clarion welcomed this newest fairy and said, "Born of laughter, clothed in cheer, happiness has brought you here." The fairies tried to help Tinkerbell find her talent. They gave her flowers, water, and light, but everything Tink touched faded away. Then Tinkerbell passed a hammer. It began to glow. It flew straight toward her. She finally found her talent. She was a Tinker Fairy. The Tinker Fairies came to welcome Tinkerbell, and Tinkerbell was happy to meet them, but she was also a little bit sad. Sad because Tinkers were not as fancy as the other fairies. Tink's new friends, Clank and Bobble, took her on a tour of Pixie Hollow. They saw all the fairies getting ready for spring. "It's the changing of the seasons," explained Bobble. There was a lot going on at Tinker's Nook. Tinkerbell loved seeing all the useful things the Tinker Fairies made. Fairy Mary was the head tinker. She told Clank and Bobble to deliver their creations to the rest of the fairies fast. They would need the items on the mainland. "The mainland sounds flitter-ific," cried Tink. The Tinker Fairies showed the queen what they had made. One of Tinkerbell's creations still needed a little bit of work, so Tinkerbell decided she would fix it and take it to the mainland with her. The queen told Tink, "Tinker Fairies do not go to the mainland. Your work is here in Pixie Hollow," Queen Clarion said. "Well, being a tinker stinks," said Tinkerbell back at Tinker's Nook. Fairy Mary told her that she should be proud of who she was, but Tinkerbell did not want to be a tinker. She wanted to be a nature fairy, so she asked her friends for help. At first, Silvermist tried to teach Tink how to be a water fairy, but Tink was not really good with water. Then Iridessa tried to teach Tink how to be a light fairy, but Tink was not good with light. Fawn tried to show Tink how to be an animal fairy, but Tink was not good with animals either. Then one day, Tink saw a big bird flying in the sky. "Maybe that guy can help me," she said. The bird made a nosedive for Tink. "Hawk!" yelled the fairies as they ran for cover. Tink jumped into a hole to hide, but that hole was Vidia's hiding spot. Now the hawk was after Vidia, too. The other fairies attacked the hawk with berries. Vidia was safe, but she was angry. Tink tried to help her clean up, but she didn't want Tink's help. Tink felt horrible. She couldn't hold drops of water. She couldn't hold rays of light. And baby birds were now scared of her, too. "I'm useless," she said. Tink flew to the beach. She just wanted to be alone, but on the beach, she spotted a broken music box. Tink quickly got to work, and her friends watched. "You fixed it," Silvermist cried. They were all amazed at her tinkering talent. Tinkerbell enjoyed tinkering, but she still wanted to go to the mainland. At her last hope, Tink went to Vidia for help. But Vidia was still very angry with Tinkerbell. Vidia got an evil idea. She said Tink should capture those sprinting thistles to prove she was a garden fairy. It was a dangerous job, but Tink had to try. It was her last chance. She made a corral and a lasso to capture those thistles. She saddled up Cheese the Mouse and was on her way. "It's working," cried Tink. Thistles went into the corral, but then Vidia blew a strong gust of wind. The corral gate flew open. The thistles ran out. Hundreds of other thistles ran by, too. Tinkerbell had lost control of all of them. The thistles ran this way and that way through Springtime Square. They destroyed all of the springtime supplies. Everyone was so upset. Spring would have to be canceled, and it was all Tinkerbell's fault. She flew away in shame. Tinkerbell decided she was leaving Pixie Hollow for good. She stopped one last time at the Tinker's Workshop. As she looked around, she got an idea. She knew how to save Spring. Back at Springtime Square, Vidia was punished for helping the thistles escape. And everyone was sad that Spring wouldn't be coming. "Wait, I know how we can fix everything, but I can't do it alone," Tinkerbell cried. The fairies were eager to help. Tink showed everyone what to do, and in the blink of an eye, Tink's creations filled buckets with berry paints and seeds. Soon, everything was ready for spring. "You did it! You saved spring!" exclaimed Queen Clarion. "We did it," said Tinkerbell. Fairy Mary told Tink she could go to the mainland too. The music box Tink had fixed belonged to a special little girl. Tinkerbell was happy. Her tinkering had saved the spring. She was a Tinker Fairy and proud of it.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.